everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Horror Friendly Podcast. My name is Katie, and I am joined by my partner in crime, my partner in horror, Chantel.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Sorry, I just put in my drinks order because Mitch is making cocktails.
That's fine. You already asked me how I am, so I won't answer that again, but...
Welcome to our shit show.
Oh my God. Right. Well, this is already...
What the listeners don't know is this is take three.
Yeah, this is take three, guys. We apologize. It's a Friday night. We normally record on a Monday and we've got booze. And we were covering the most ridiculous film ever and booze is required.
Yeah, so we're going with it. We'll edit out some of the fuck-ups and we'll... But I mean, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know this is what we're like.
You know this is what we're like.
The beginning's a nightmare and then we get better. We figure it out somewhere in the middle.
Exactly. You love us anyway, despite everything.
And realistically, if you're just here to hear if we would survive, just skip to the end.
Exactly. We probably don't. Okay, well, we'll get there.
I feel like we should start having bets on it.
I know.
I mean, you can bet on anything, right?
Sure. Right, okay. Should we just get into this shit show then?
Let's fucking do it.
Pizza!
Oh, pizza.
We are doing Killer Clowns, spelt with a K, from Outer Space, a 1988 horror sci-fi. So when aliens who look like clowns come to a small town and start killing people, a group of youngsters band together to fight them and save everyone. Is that not the most 80s description of a movie?
Yeah, there's a lot to unravel there.
It's like, have you ever seen those like Florida news articles where it's like, I did not know what the next word was going to be. And it's just like that.
Yes.
There's a lot happening in that description.
There is a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Was this your first time watching it or have you watched it before? I actually don't know if you've watched this before.
It actually was. And it was one of those that... So where I used to work once upon a time when I was like a teenager, coffee shop type job, one of my supervisor manager people used to recommend like films to me. And as soon as I said that, my brain went blank and I could not give you a single example of a film she fucking recommended. But I know a couple of them were like alien related. And I always remember kind of thinking like she had a really weird taste in films. And I feel like this should have been one she recommended, but she didn't. Oh my God. Sorry, I keep burping now because we're drinking. What's the alien with a giant fucking head? Anyway, it will come to me later. So I was well thinking that I had seen this, and then I started watching it and went, this is brand fucking new. So it was an odd experience, but I did watch it like a Saturday night. So it was perfectly acceptable to be drinking and perfectly acceptable to not take it too seriously. What I want to know is, at the time, did people take this seriously or not? Because it's very easy for us to look back at an 80s film and be like, oh, it's satire, rah, but did they mean it to be, is what I'm really curious about.
Yeah.
What about you? When was your first time? Oh, when was your first time watching this?
So when did I watch? I watched this, a while ago now. A long time ago. I don't even remember the first time I watched this. I've only seen this a couple of times, but it's been a long time. There's been quite a big gap from when I last watched it. So I forgot quite a lot of the details in there. So it was really fun to revisit and watch it again. I think actually the last time I watched it was when I was going to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, and Killer Clowns, for those that don't know or aren't aware of Halloween Horror Nights, they cover different films. For each kind of like maze or walkthrough that you go to when you go to a Halloween Horror Nights, and there's lots of different films, and one of them that we were going to in 2018 was Killer Clowns. So I think I re-watched it then. So it's probably the last time I watched it. It's about 6 years ago. And to be fair, like, I think I've got a few videos and pictures of the walkthrough of the Killer Clowns in Universal, and it is absolutely amazing. That the de attention to detail is unreal. So I will put them up if I can find them.
Yeah, I want to see that. That does, like, I think this is the thing, and you might actually have the perfect perspective. Like, I could feel like in person, this is way scarier than in film. So, like, if you had like a circus tent you had to walk into, and those fucking clowns were there, I feel like you'd be on edge. Watching this as a movie is just piss take.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just a walkthrough in the park, in like the theme park. So it wasn't
Right.
even like a maze that you go through like you do with some of the films. That would have been a really awesome idea, but they didn't do
Yeah.
that. So
Sorry, they.
it was just really fun, but it wasn't. It probably would have been scarier in like an actual house rather than
They
a
missed
walkthrough.
using the
They did, and that's insane when you think
tent.
about it.
Okay. They need to hire me because, like, bitch has ideas. Like,
That is mad.
they miss such an opportunity.
They did. They need
Which
to bring
is,
it back.
yeah. Yeah, there you go. Wait, to be fair, we do need to go to one of these horror Halloween
Halloween Horror
horror
Nights.
nights. Killer clowns from horror. Oh my God, I can't say Halloween. Anyway,
Anyway.
I'll try again at the end because I'll be more drunk by then. But the irony that they didn't kind of use those like details is weird to me because the film, I actually loved the fact that because it was clowned, everything was clown related. Everything had a detail relating back to the clowns, like the search dogs being balloon dogs. I was like, that's so simple, but nothing else makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if they'd pulled out a real dog, everyone would have been like, no, what the fuck are you doing? So, and the cream pies being like acidic. And do you know what I mean? It just wouldn't have made sense if they turned up on a rocket ship. Like, it had to be a circus tent.
It did.
And it had to be a clown car. So it's funny that actually in horror, ha Halloween, Horror Nights, they didn't actually use that. It's such a missed opportunity.
No. It is a missed opportunity thinking about it. I mean, yeah, so they at Halloween Horror Nights, they either do you can do like a house or there's a walkthrough depending on
Right.
like what film's doing what. And yeah, with and Killer Clowns was just a walkthrough, so they had like the music, the very famous song by the Dickies, Killer Clowns. They had that playing, and then you just walk through and you get a picture with them or whatever. But yeah, they really missed an opportunity putting it in the house. Because I guess they had, I think that year they had like Halloween 4 or something, so they had Michael Myers in there in the house instead. But that would have been so good.
I feel like, and again, we're going to now talk about the wrong film, but like, I feel like Halloween 4, don't get me wrong, yes, I can see wanting to use the house, but also one of the most iconic shots of Michael is him coming out from behind the bush in the middle of the street. So I feel like missed opportunity. Him following you for a maze or a walkthrough makes more sense. Anyway, they need to hire me because clearly I'm
They
better
do.
at this.
And I don't know if you noticed, I kind of, there was a Michael Myers reference in this film. It's when one of the clowns like falls back and you think he's dead and then he just rises up. And I
Actually, how
was
I've created
like,
that.
is that like giving Michael Myers right now?
I actually hadn't noticed that.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Don't know if it was on purpose, whatever, but that's how
Yeah.
Michael Myers gets up from stuff. So I assumed it was a bit of a take on that. But then also this came out in 1988. So yeah, there were a few Halloweens by then.
Oh, that is so interesting. I hadn't actually thought about that.
Mean, I was looking up afterwards the names of these characters, right? You got like Mike Tobacco, fucking Debbie Stone, Curtis Mooney, and then obviously all like the clowns and shit. But I mean, what?
Yeah, like just on the characters, just what was
Yeah.
happening? Because
Yeah, it was a bit of like a love triangle going on there.
oh my God, absolutely poly relationship by the end of the film. I was gonna say poly
Yes.
couple, but that's a oxymoron. Like, I had so many comments of like the fact that the ex-boyfriend was literally arms around her, but the boys were quite touchy. The ex and the current boyfriend were quite touchy with each other when they were in the tent. Like,
Yeah.
They were definitely a lot more comfortable than they were than at the beginning when he had to ride in the back of the cop car. And I bet he's ridden in the back of that cop car since then. So.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a throuple going on there.
Yeah, which is like really forward thinking for the 80s. Actually, I say that. They just had the 60s. So I love it, actually. This is,
But do you think they actually meant it to look like that, or were we taking it like a throuple?
So I'm going to say yes, because the final shot is, and I've already blanked his name, police officer Dave. He's literally like arms around his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. While the current
he's like
boyfriend,
kissing her.
Yeah, he like kisses her head. And it's like, yeah, like that's quite a couple-y thing to do. But her boyfriend stood right there. So I'm like, okay, I appreciate he's kind of saved her life. But so did the boyfriend. So now they've like, what?
I don't know, this is a bit like, hey.
Like, if they didn't want to do it, they'd have had the boyfriend, had it. I've already forgotten his name. They'd have had him with his arms around her, Mike, rather than Dave.
Dave. Police officer Dave. Yeah.
I don't know. It just was weird. Although, wasn't one of them meant to die originally? And then they had to, like, reshoot it because...
Oh, is that right?
I can't know if they reshot it or rewrote the script because they needed like a more upbeat ending. So they like that's why they all come out the like tent spaceship at the end, because like a couple of them were going to die, but they were like, no, it needs to be more upbeat. Which I do agree with. A film like this, you can't just suddenly like, oh, and everyone died, because that's a massive downer on quite a cheesy film.
Yeah, and especially the ending when it's just like, oh, they've all got pies in the face, and then there's the song starts, and then it's all just like, ah.
Although, let's be honest, because was it Debbie? Mike and Debbie didn't stand a fucking chance, because right at the beginning, they're basically having sex. So there you go, horror movie rules. They were going down. No, literally.
Those of you that obviously haven't seen it, Tel just put her head in her hands after she made that joke.
There's so many innuendos tonight.
Or I might clip this and make this into a video. Well, it's weird as well, because like Debbie seems so up for going to see this tent and Mike's not sure. And then as soon as they get to the tent and they explore, Mike's like fully up for it. And Debbie's like, no, let's go back. It's like, wait, what just happened?
That's true, actually. But I suppose she thought they were looking for like a star or a comet or something, didn't she? Rather than...
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. Like, what would you do if you suddenly were like, oh, look, this fucking tent has just appeared out of nowhere. It's the middle of the night.
I don't think I'd go in.
I don't think I'd go in. That seems a bit rude.
And also, like, I'm not really sure. I just think that'd be really weird. Like, no one would do it. I don't think anyone would do it.
Well, it's like, because we get, like, we've got a random bit of grass. I mean, it's a field.
You're just comparing this right now.
No, but, like, we've got like a random, I say a random patch of grass, because you've been here. It's like a weird triangle, but doesn't look like there's you can do anything there. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're gonna have a festival, and it seems to expand like huge. It's weird. But they have like a traveling circus will come and take over that kind of patch of grass, like big field, while it's here. And that's the thing, we've like wandered home late at night and we've never been like, shall we go in? Like, you just don't do it.
No. Otherwise, you might have had fucking Jojo the Clownzilla come up to you and fuck you up.
Jojo the Clownzilla. Oh, who came up with these names, man?
I know.
Genie Houdini was another one.
Brilliant.
I don't even know. Although I do love as well, like, the police officers. There was so much in there. There was, like, the two guys that were arrested. Oh, no, sorry. There's a guy, like, trying to cross the road. I can't fucking remember. I only watched this, like, a week ago. But the grumpier, older police officer is, like, oh, walking with, like, you're drinking with an open container in public. And I just thought that was so funny, because in the US, that's, like, a serious crime. Like, you literally get nicked for having an open container in public. In the UK, that's just walking to the train station.
In the UK, it's encouraged.
It's to the point that my American mate came over, and we were in London. We were fucking around doing some like photo shit, and then I was like, "Oh, should we go to Tesco and get some tins? Like, get some tinnies?" And she was like, "Are you allowed to
What?
do that?" And, like, we were, and a copper actually walked past, and she got really nervous, and I was just there like chugging my pre-mixed cocktail.
Oh, we're so classy, aren't we? The
But England
Brits.
just doesn't give a shit, which is so funny when you see how we're represented in films, like, as you say, like
I
classy.
know.
And the reality
Yeah,
is
like
fuck,
posh.
isn't it?
Yeah, nah.
But Australia have the
Boy.
same. You can't drink open containers in Australia.
But yeah, no, Curtis Mooney, the police officer, he was like, I mean, he quoted the film himself. He was literally like, "Kill the clowns from outer space. Holy shit." And all of that. Like, but he was the worst police officer. Like, there were like all the phones were going off. And he just didn't believe, he didn't believe one phone call, which okay, it's fine, because like you might think it's a prank. But then literally all of the phones started ringing with the same problem. So surely at that point you would take it somewhat seriously.
Even like the older shopkeeper guy that rang, and he was like, "Oh, not you too." And I was like, as if it's
Everyone is against him.
and it's that, but he's literally like, he so strongly believes they're all in on this prank against him, rather than he believes that killer clowns have come from outer space.
I kind of rate it,
What?
but I mean, dude, what's it going
Do your fucking job, but like.
to take? Just go and check it out, you know. If there's more than like, say, five phone calls,
No,
just go and.
more than one. Like, why do you get five?
Well, because like, you know, oh, killer clowns, like this stupid prank late at night, like whatever.
But saying that, they say killer clowns. They don't say, "Oh, killer clowns from outer space." So,
No.
actually, logically, as a copper, you would just think some fucking twats have dressed up as clowns and are killing people.
Of course.
More like the Purge than like an alien invasion, which is definitely believable.
And also, like, that's one thing I didn't get about, like, it's very hard to sort of critique this film, but there's one thing I didn't get about the film was like everyone was instantly so scared of them, and they look like just men in clown costumes. So if I
I
was walking past, I would be like, oh, they're doing something, you know, they're going to a fucking party, or like
thought.
they're just dressed up for fun. Like, I wouldn't immediately be like, oh, I'm scared.
So I would disagree. I think some people, like, because when he does the puppet show at the bus stop, none of them are scared of him. When the little guy, when the clown on the tricycle turns up, the biker gang aren't scared of him.
Well, no, I know, but there were some that were like with the puppet show, and then like he like slowly rose up, and then he saw the clown, and he was like, "Oh my God!" But I would be like, "Oh, it's whatever. Like, it's still a dude in a costume."
Yeah, but I think, I mean, well, I was gonna say, I suppose some people do have a proper phobia of clowns, or I was
I
trying to
guess.
look it up,
Oh my God, there.
coulrophobia, but like, is it because of films like this people are scared of clowns, or I don't know, like.
Puppet show, I have thoughts. I have thoughts about the hand puppet bit, because you know what? I would totally die in that bit,
The
because
hand puppet.
I would be genuinely impressed with how good his hand puppet skills are.
Right?
No, I would get distracted and I would die.
Yeah, like when you're looking at his fingers, he is not making
Unbelievable.
the right shapes. Like, it's fucking incredible. Like, there is no way you can do that with 10 fingers. That man needs to teach some other men some skills. But and ladies, oh, the alcohol's kicked in. But it but he's watching it from the car and just being like, "Oh my God, what just happened?" I think the people that who are like immediately scared of the clowns, again, there's a few that you're like would be nervous around them. And then there's some, well, like, again, I suppose you're scared of the clown because they bump into them like in their tent. And it's like, well, yeah, because you're in their space, you might get in trouble. But they are just.
Even the puppets, like, it's obviously when they were saying, when they it was like a man puppet and a woman puppet, and it was all about like unrequited love, but actually it's just low-key sexual assault. Like
Yeah.
like he's going yes, she's going no, he's going yes, and still like come on, guys.
What's that old song when she means yes, she says no or something?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I know there are only puppets, but I mean, this clown has got his priorities.
But
not
this is, you say they're only puppets, and it's like, yeah, but it's only a cartoon. This is where people learn this fucking shit. Like, she said no.
The
Punch
puppet said
Judy.
No.
Punch, leave Judy alone.
Literally. Like, I didn't appreciate that bit.
No. I thought you said bitchily then. Like,
okay, I can say bitchily.
It's just what I heard.
Bitchily.
New word, Katie.
But yeah, oh my God, this is a shit show already, this episode. We're like all over the place.
I did like the fact that like the kills and like you kind of get into it straight away. Like it's Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Within 5 minutes, the clowns are established.
Yeah,
great.
That's good.
We have a temp. Then it was a bit of a drag. There was like a little bit of terrorizing the town people. And then just a little bit of a drag. And then even at one point, fucking Mike is like, he goes to get his ice cream brothers. And it's like, quick, you've got to help. There's no time to explain. And then proceeds to explain to them what has happened and why he needs their help. And I'm like, no, what are you doing?
And the way he convinces them is saying, oh yeah, she's got two girl roommates with big boobs.
Fucking 80. The thing is, and again, it's so, this film contradicts itself because it is like, oh yeah, we're going to use sexualized women to like get these guys to do what we want. Whereas at the beginning, two women had used the guys to get what they wanted because they wanted ice cream. And we're like, hey, we're not that stupid. So it's like, you try to give us strong females and then absolutely fucked it.
Yep. Yeah, but what did you think of those ice cream brothers? I mean, it's such a ridiculous film that I feel like it kind of was appropriate to have them in it because this film was so stupid anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't have made sense in any other film. Can you imagine them in Halloween?
In like The Exorcist.
Just The Exorcist is like turning up on the street and then ice cream. I don't know. Yeah, they were just, it also,
they were right.
I think it made sense for the time, and as well, like obviously at the beginning we see them all at like make out central, whatever, where the lookout spot.
Lover's Lane.
Yeah, and I think that was such an 80s thing to do. So like having an ice cream truck, something you could drive around in, something with space in the back to kind of be a teen. Does kind of make sense, but yeah, they wouldn't have worked in kind of any other film.
No.
I love that they tried to use the top of the thing to distract the clowns and that the clowns almost fell for it. I'm like, what? Because you've seen this clown before, have you? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know how those clowns fell for it. I mean, but I mean, the only one that they could ever really listen to is whatever it was called.
Clownzilla.
Clownzilla, thank you. Jojo the Clownzilla, yeah. And he was their master. But yeah, they did a good job temporarily of like distracting them. But no, I agree. I think like there was a bit that really dragged in it. Even though it's only an hour and like 20, hour 25, some of it did still feel like a bit of a drag.
But it was like, it was weird because then there were bits in it that were like great. Because again, like the puppet scene bit was pretty fucking good. I wrote down toilet clown. I think I mean like that popcorn shit that kept coming out the toilet.
Yeah.
And like, fuck that. Like, fuck ever taking a shit again.
Forever.
But also the clowns were funny. Like, they were scary and they were there to kill.
They were funny.
It was really funny when they were in her fucking flat. I'm gonna actually remember her name in a second. When they were in Debbie's flat and she went to jump out the window because obviously they were like pushing her that way. And they stood there doing the fireman bit. Like, I was like, that's actually funny. These clowns are self-aware. They're good.
Yeah, they are good.
I'll give them that.
Yeah. Or like with the famous Knock My Block Off scene.
Yeah.
And he like comes back with this little, he's cute.
He's cute. He is cute. He's a problem. Because he's cute.
And that guy destroys his bike like really easily.
Really? Yeah, it wasn't made from like strong alien materials. It was clearly just like made from the local shop. I don't know. It was destroyed really easily. Also, I don't know, like he's just a cute clown, but it's the little no. Yes, you can beep the horn. And it's like, now I'm going to kill you.
And then when he does kill him, it's like he does that creepy laugh at the end. And that's kind of like when they laugh and they do those like evil laughs at the end, like that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's less cute then.
He's less cute. Yeah. But
Oh.
yeah. But no, there were some like really fun moments for them and like comedy and like just things that made you love like them.
Yeah.
And obviously we'll get into it, but all the props and stuff that were used and all the ideas were so creative, like the popcorn
Yeah, the candy floss. We haven't even
guy,
touched on that.
the candy floss, like just all of it was like really inventive, I
Yeah, it
think.
was. There was nothing else like this. I don't. I say that every week, and then I get proven wrong by a film that I have not yet seen. That kind of floss, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was such a fun way to like kill people off.
yeah, like whoever thought candy floss could be so vicious? Like, it's fluffy food that disappears when raccoons wash it. Like, how can it be scary? I don't know. It's great.
It's so good. And the apparently the popcorn gun used by the clowns was the most expensive prop. It costed $7,000 to create,
Holy
and it took
crap.
6 weeks to build.
Holy crap.
Was it worth it? Who knows? But
Feel like going to say yes, because
okay.
I'm going to say in movie standards, that's probably like average, if not cheap. I mean, had it failed, they could have just used a slingshot because it's a circus. So, like, do you know what I mean? There would have been other ways around it had it not worked, but
Yeah.
I also think even a gun, even a silly gun, is still scarier than a slingshot.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was the bit with the popcorn when Debbie's having a shower and there's like popcorn all around her feet. It's like, how did you not know? How does she not notice there was popcorn around her feet?
Just like it's the fact she just puts it straight in the laundry basket as well.
Yeah.
Like her t-shirt's still covered in popcorn. I'm like, for fuck's like one, you wouldn't do your washing that way. You just wouldn't. I didn't like the popcorn monsters. Like,
No, they were. I thought, like, I was about to say, I thought it was a bit stupid, but you can't really say that about this film. But I just thought, like, it was a bit unnecessary. Like, you had enough fun stuff to deal
yeah.
with.
I don't know what I was expecting because, like, when they started moving on the floor, I was like, oh, that's cool. What are they going to be? And then they turned into that. And I was like, that's no, not it. You don't get popcorn to that.
It's not realistic.
So unrealistic, bit of a stretch. like, there was other things in my head. I was like, she's going to step on it and they're going to explode. Not like grenade big explosion, but just like little pops or something. Something more in line with fucking popcorn, not suddenly the fucking, what's the little shop of horrors fucking plant?
Audrey too.
Yeah, like it was a bit of a leap. And again, there was one in the toilet, which was fucking, yeah, get away. But
Yeah,
also,
that was gross.
he had an entire suitcase of popcorn and he put like the smallest handful into that bin. And I didn't see him put them anywhere else.
Yeah, he was
So,
so like delicate with
yeah, like, I mean, they're probably his babies. But like, did he put them anywhere else or did he just literally carry them around all night and only give away a handful?
Yeah, I feel like it was just the bin.
I was expecting him to like pull them off the roof or something.
That would have been better, because at least that would have been a bit more entertaining.
Or like when they were having the parade, make it like Mardi Gras where they throw out the beads but throw out popcorn instead. Like, it was this whole idea they obviously thought a lot about and used it for one handful.
Yeah, no,
It
that's
was,
true.
yeah. And again, then they could have had it smaller and just had them like doing little bangs because you wouldn't have needed to make 1,000 plant things.
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, like in the finale when there's like all the clowns slay like emerge, it would have been quite fun to, I know it was only obviously like a short film, but in a smaller amount of time, kind of like they do with Gremlins, it would have been fun to show more of the clowns doing things, but doing it in like small sections. instead of just having like the main, what was it, three, four,
five,
they could
yeah.
have had like a, yeah, or like with the Gremlins, they showed loads in really small spaces of time. They could have done that. And maybe they didn't have the budget, they didn't have the time, like whatever. But I just feel like they missed out a bit there.
Like, I think that was part of, like, when they come out of the clown car, like, five of them come out of the clown car in real time. And as you say, they could have done it as a gimmick and just sped it up and had 100 of them come out.
Yeah.
Like, but just in, they could have sped it up because it's the 80s, yeah. It's cheesy. And it would have been funny as fuck. Like...
Yeah, it would have.
Do you know how they do, like, the zombie walks in Brighton? I think they need to do a killer clown parade and just, like...
Yeah. Yes!
There was only five of them, like, causing havoc in this town. Like, what were the rest of them fucking doing? Or were the rest of them the people in the candy floss?
Oh, and then they maybe.
And then they turned in. Is that what happened? Did we miss something?
Good point. I don't think so. Like, I don't think.
Like, why were they in the candy? I thought they.
Why were they being saved? Like, why were they being?
Because one clown turns up and drinks one of them, so I thought they were being.
It's
used...
like food.
I thought it was food, but now I'm wondering: were they turned into clowns? And one of them was just cannibalistic.
Maybe.
But they did. They didn't make that clear. Like, where
they didn't.
Where did these extra clowns come from? Where the fuck? Why weren't they putting their weight the entire rest of the film?
I know. What were they doing? Just fucking about in the spaceship?
Lazy bastards. Like, fuck me.
You've come to Earth.
Like, you want to explore the new planet. Don't just stay in your fucking tent. Like, Jesus.
Exactly. Fucking hell. So I feel like with horror sequels, sometimes they're like needed and required, and sometimes they're not. And I think with this film, they are so required. They are so needed. Like, I liked, so for example, like something like Megan, I think would be great for just loads of sequels, lots of fun, like things they could do so much with her character. And I really think with Killer Clowns, they could do the same. I think they've hugely missed out on it. And I wrote it up, and they've been in something called Development Hell, which is like development purgatory or limbo. But there's been talks of them, of people wanting to make more of these films since the original release. And the Chiodo brothers, who directed this, he stated in 2016 that he hopes to produce three additional films or possibly a television series. And I think a TV, well, you yeah, so you pull that face, so we might agree to disagree, but I think a TV series would be really fucking fun. I mean, you know, they did it with Chucky. They, you know, I think they did it with Ash versus Evil Dead. Like, I feel like it could work. I certainly think that Killer Clowns could do with more sequels. I think this is a film that could have a fucking ton of sequels. They could do Killer Clowns in fucking Australia. Killer Clowns in, like, I don't know, anywhere.
In space. No way, they've already done that. I think, personally, and again, like, more than happy for people to disagree, I think they'd be better with a sequel, like, as a film, not a series, because it's been, 1998, so it's been 20 and a bit years, 25 years. So I think that's a pretty nice time to kind of come back for a film. I mean, I understand they do have, like, quite a big cult following. They did... Like, you do say Killer Clowns in space, and if you say it to, from outer space, and if you say it to the right people, they know what you're on about.
I think it's a huge cult film now.
It is a huge cult film. But again, I always kind of use my sister as a reference, because she's not a huge... She's not a horror fan at all, but she knows of certain characters. She knows of certain franchises. She would never have heard of this film. So I tend to use her as a, like, would it be a household name horror? Or, but then if I said it to, like, my dad, he'd have absolutely heard of it because he's the right generation. So I think from that respect, again, I think the cult following from the right audience, absolutely, and the right generation, I think you've got it there. But, like, some 10-year-old nowadays would go along with their parents, but they're not like, oh, yeah, that film from the 80s. But I do think, again, with like today's tech, with some more practical effects,
I think it could be really good.
they could really make something fun. And I think like a one-off film, and if that does well, make a few more. But I think a TV series is kind of quite a gamble if you don't know how it's going to be received, because it has been quite a few years, and it isn't a household name, but it is a big name in horror in the right crowds, if that makes sense.
So
But I
would
think
you
that'd be fun.
say, I mean, would you disagree that you don't think there should be sequels at all to this? Do you think it's just fine on its own?
No, I think it's good on its own, but I would like to see. I'm kind of glad there isn't a sequel yet, because I'd quite like there to be. But again, it's one of those, like, now it's been like 25 years. I think it'd be quite a fun comeback, rather than like some films where they immediately go into the franchise. And actually, because it's waited so long, I think a film like this would benefit from like better effects, better, like more money basically pumped into it, better effects. But also, for example, like Dave, the police officer, could now play the older police officer. And he could be like, oh, I saw that back in my day. Do you know what I mean? You could have those cameos.
Definitely.
So, yes, it could have done with more for the franchise, but actually, I'm kind of glad it didn't.
Yeah, and I must admit I do respect a film that could be so capable of sequels, but they don't do it because I think it's way more talked about. Like if you think of something like Leprechaun, it's just sequel after sequel in space, Leprechaun in the Hood, like so many things. And like maybe if it was just one film on its own, who knows, maybe it would have been lost. But then on the other hand, it may have just been something that was like, this was just a cool film on its own, or like a funny film on its own, and they never made any sequels. And maybe they're doing Killer Clowns sort of like a favor here by not kind of bringing anything else out. And
Actually,
because it kind of makes it more powerful on its own.
I actually think as well, because it is so cheesy, I think the more, there's only so much cheese you can do before it's either ridiculous or people don't care anymore. Like, I'm going to use like Austin Powers. Like, I like the Austin Powers films, but they've only got three, because actually, how much can you do with just pure cheese? Like, they're not
It's true.
serious, they are pure satire. So you'd have only got three films out of that. Whereas I think with this one, you could do, okay, maybe you might only do one or two more, but I think that time has given it a new audience, kind of a fresh take. I would love to see it kind of come back, but now. And again, I'd love to see some of the same characters playing, or same actors playing different roles. That would be so good.
Yeah. I think I'd like to see it come back. I'd like to see a new generation watch it and kind of explore the kind of TikTok. They might start doing Killer Clowns TikTok makeup, or like, I don't know, like even when Five Nights at Freddy's came out, like as teenagers, as kids, we used to watch that, or sorry, we used to play it. And then when it came out last year, like there were a lot of like Gen Z that went to see it and kind of got into the game or got into whatever. And I think that would be really fun to see. Because we're getting older and horror needs to be open up to younger audiences. So it would be fun to see that, but
I think as well, like, again, my parents weren't huge on horror. Like, they didn't, and they probably wouldn't have been that into something like this, like more niche. I think they were more psychological. They wanted, if they were watching a horror, it was to be scared, not for the sake of it. So I think in a household like where the parent is into horror, taking their kid to see this and having that to share would be really cool.
Really cool.
Really fucking cool.
So there we go.
They need
Jonas
to
Brothers, do
come
it.
on. Come on, you can do it. They need to do it, and then we can all go to the cinema. Like, it'll be like the fucking Barbie movie, except we'll all be dressed as clowns.
Exactly. Oh, you could be the little one.
Abso-fucking-lutely. It's the
Shorty.
only role I can play.
We found one for her.
Yay!
Okay, well, now we know what the Photoshop is going to be for this episode.
My tricycle being stolen.
Exactly.
Am I shorty or am I just Jigsaw?
Who fucking knows? Maybe like a mashup?
Oh, that is good.
I was going to go into the SFX, but I don't know if you.
No, if you know stuff, go for it.
Well, only know a bit.
I'm not going to, Katie, I do SFX, but I'm not going to gatekeep SFX. You are allowed to also appreciate SFX.
No,
everyone can appreciate practical makeup.
I know, but it's your expertise.
I don't give a fuck. Fucking talk. Alcohol has kicked in.
The literal only thing I was going to say was I thought it was really cool that the Acholio brothers were like well-known special effects artists, but they didn't do much in terms of special effects on this film.
They did not. I did also see that actually, yeah, because again, it's one of those typical things. Whenever I try and look up, and again, listeners are probably like fucking excuses, but whenever you try and look up like an older film, there seems to be less about it. And I don't know if that's because they tended to do like DVD or VHS extras, and less of it's online.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know. So it does make it slightly harder to do the research. But so they did spend quite a lot of the budget, I think, on the clowns. I may get this wrong. So I looked it up and then we got busy, so we couldn't record. And now, because I've got a terrible memory, I've forgotten the exact facts. But I think they spent quite a lot of the budget basically on making the clowns, as in their budget allocated for makeup, so that when they kind of came to do things at the end with the Godzilla clownzilla, they couldn't. There was something about him, I think they wanted to do it in stop motion, but it was too expensive, so they ended up.
Jojo the Clownzilla was originally intended to be created using stop motion animation, but was instead betrayed by Charles Chiodo in a rubber suit, so one of the directors.
I love the way the director stepped into that. That's amazing.
I feel like you would do that.
Absolutely. That's the thing. Okay,
I can do it, guys. I'm an SFX queen. I can do it.
And I think this is part of my problem, part of my thing. I practice SFX on myself because I don't have like people to practice on all the time. So I feel like in a film, I'd be much better. I would happily be like, yeah, I'll act this. If it's like a small sheep part, not the fucking main people, because I'm like, yeah, I'll sit in the chair for 6 hours doing the makeup on myself. That's not a fucking problem. Like, and so I'd absolutely do that. But they also know, so for the clowns, they had 4 molds made. So we had a peanut shape, a triangular shape, a circular shape, and an inverted triangle. So you can see them when you look at the clowns, you can kind of see their shapes. So from the 4 molds, the effects artist produced 2 clown characters each. And Clownzilla had its own mask molded specifically for its appearance. So I like Clownzilla. I didn't love the fact he came down on string because it did, when I was watching it, in my perception, one, I thought, fuck, it's the 80s, you can see the string. And then the string broke, so I just thought the puppet got fucked up. But then the string broke, so I was like, oh, okay, that was part of it. But in my head, it kind of like, I don't know, it didn't make him seem scary because he was like being lowered down. It kind of implied he was being controlled. I said, well, what's controlling a Clownzilla? That's scarier to me. So
a question on all of our lips.
I don't know about you.
What controls the Clownzilla?
What controls the Clownzilla?
That is the question I will never know.
I want that on a t-shirt. What controls the Clownzilla?
You want that on your grave?
Yes. Always searching. for who controls the Clownzilla. But yeah, so I think there was a lot of good stuff in this film SFX wise. I've already mentioned it, the candy floss I actually thought was great. However, when they peeled it off and showed the person's face, that was just like red, and I don't know, it kind of lost a bit for me.
They could have had some injuries on their face or something instead.
Yeah, made it look a bit more peely, because I think that was the point, is the person was kind of like deteriorating. So I don't know, just one of those.
Yeah, that would
like,
have been cool.
Yeah, just something a little bit more gory. But I think they were trying to go more for the cheesy factor than the scary factor.
Hmm.
But they didn't have to go all out to have made that just look a bit better. I think there was something, and again, I think this is why I want to see it remade, because I think there are some things they could do so much better. But I don't think the film loses anything because it wasn't kind of like up to, you know, the most intense standards, because it's a cheesy as fuck fun film anyway. So
yeah. So would we survive? Are we going to say would we survive Clownzilla?
or the Killer
Or
Clowns?
just the Killer Clowns. Let's do the Killer Clowns. They're in it more.
Okay. Well, both. We can always combine.
Both.
Cool.
Yeah. Tell. Talk to me.
I love you say tell as if Charlie's going to suddenly
Yeah.
disappear on the
Yeah,
mic.
tell. The only
Oh.
person on the Zoom.
I'm going to say yes. Because although actually I need to look up the kill count. But
Dead
the
meat.
huh?
Dead meat.
They're me. But the main group survive. And actually I'm going to say it's easier to survive like Clownzilla because all of them survived Clownzilla. But like random bystanders were killed by the killer
That's so
clowns.
true.
And the head of the fucking police was killed by the killer clowns. Fuck me, we didn't even talk about the footsteps or the twats in the prison who, the delinquent youth who had a bald spot
Yeah,
obviously played.
everyone looked about 40 in this
Everyone
film.
was played by someone in their middle age. Like, fuck me. So I'm gonna say yes because the survival rate is good. Assuming you're one of the main characters. And on our podcast, we are the main characters.
Nice. You've not used
So
that one. You've not used that excuse yet.
I have not. If I was listening to someone else's podcast, I would not survive because I'm not the main character.
Okay.
Katie, what about
Okay, I mean,
you?
I'm not sure Charlie's going to take that excuse because we are very strict with her now, but is she going to listen
What?
to
Oh, calling Charlie out. We are still waiting for Charlie to find out about us taking her to the lake for Friday 13th. So
Yes, she still hasn't fucking found out.
we keep putting Easter eggs in these episodes and she's not hearing them. So I'm still waiting for all the text that just goes, you guys are assholes, you guys are cunts. One day.
I look forward to it.
I do too. Why do you think, is that not a good enough excuse? Do you not think I'd survive?
Well, no, it is, but you've not used kind of like that, oh well, I would be the main character of my podcast and all the main characters survive, so I'd survive.
Well, yeah, but I feel like this film is literally they had Clownzilla and people thrown from outer space who
Hey,
survive.
man.
If the ice cream twats can survive, I think we're going to be fine.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Although
I'm going to say no.
I was going to say, I might have been one of the couples at the beginning having sex, so I might have screwed myself over. But anyway, you're going to say no. Why do you think no? Is it because of the shadow puppets?
I would be totally distracted by that because it's genuinely amazing. So I'd be distracted by that and I would die.
Okay, so here's my counter argument. And
Okay.
again, hashtag don't tell Charlie. You and I both drive, so we do not spend a lot of time at bus stops. Charlie does not drive. She's more likely to be at a bus stop than we
True, very
are.
true.
Saying that, last time you and I went out, we took the bus. So actually,
And if I go out, yeah, sometimes I do get the bus, so
you're
I'm
right, you're
not,
screwed. I
yeah,
never
I'm
get the
fucked.
bus. The buses
There we
around here are
go.
shit. I'm always on the train. So
There we go.
there we
But
go.
I'm not gonna survive. I'll be way too distracted.
Well, that's fair. Okay, well, what is your favorite spooky moment and what is your spooky score out of five?
How the fuck are we still like flabbergasted by this question?
Every week, man.
Know what? I'm actually going to say the knock my block off bit, but I know that that's such a well-known bit, but it's just like the first thing I thought about when like we released the teaser and stuff. That's the bit I wanted to put in and get out there. So yeah, I'm going to say that just because it's so fun. And I do love Shorty, and you do kind of feel a bit bad for him at that moment, so it is quite a fun moment.
That's true, actually. You do feel bad for him.
You feel bad for him, and then he like knocks that guy's head off, and you're like, yeah, I mean,
You're
fair
like, ah, yeah, you're on his side.
play. Don't fuck up my tri-school,
Oh, I mean, fair play.
bitch. And I'm gonna give this 3.5 out of 5 spooks. I think it's really fun. Definitely pizza party. I think you could play a top tier drinking game watching it. Definitely needs to be kind of like a time and a place that you watch it, obviously. Like it's not just something you can watch on like, Tuesday afternoon. I mean, it can be, but I wouldn't recommend it because that would be a bit weird.
Not for your first time, I wouldn't.
No. I think it'll be really fun with a group of people, or if you do like film clubs and stuff like that, that would be really fun. So yeah, but I have a lot of time for it. I think it's just great and just really, really fun and really good. And like we were saying earlier, I think it is actually really fun that there hasn't been kind of any sequels to it. So I think it keeps the audience on their toes a little bit as to what may happen with this film. But yeah, what about you?
I'm my spooky moment. I think I'm going to give it the bus stop, which I know is where you're apparently going to die. But
Rude. Fucking rude.
I loved it. I loved how clever it was, how simple. And again, as we said, like his hands made no sense to be making those sort of shadows. But that sums up the film, really, doesn't it? It was like, I just thought it was fun, and it was a good way to lure people to their deaths. It was original as well. I don't think we've used like anyone's used shadow puppets before to kill people, so it was an interesting one. But yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5. I think again, I can see why it's got a cult following. I can see that, it has had its place in horror. But yeah, it's just not, as you say, it was a bit slow in the middle. It's not something I'd stick on all the time. But would absolutely be like, if somebody was like, oh, we're having a film festival or a film night, want to come watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Fuck yeah. So, which is making me feel like I should give it a higher score. But I'm going to go with a 3.
Nice.
Nice. That was our episode, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Join us next week for our final episode of this season. Charlie may come along. She did say she wanted to for this one, so we shall see. If not, you'll be stuck with us once again. But we'll see you then. So check out all our socials to see what we're up to, what the film's going to be, so you can follow along. Give us a like, love, subscribe. We love it. It feeds our egos, and it just makes us happy. So until then, bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't die.
Or you'll get knocked your block off.